down at the store. There's a woman's name that they used on them. Her last name is Lee. Remember what her first name is? Sarah Lee. Yeah.
Like what?
Isn't there a Sarah Lee cake?
Oh yeah, the Sarah Lee cakes and pies.
And let's see. If you had an uncle and say his name was William, what would you call him? How would you address him?
Uncle William. We was always taught to say aunt and uncle, but you know people are getting away from that now.
I still do that too. It's like yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. I just have.
And if the cousin was quite a bit older than us, we were supposed to say cousin Sue or cousin Sally. But they don't. My children, when they come along, and they had cousins that was older than them, but I told them that that's what they should say. Oh, I ain't gonna do that. So they just never did.
I didn't know that about calling people cousins, but I still call my aunts and uncle, aunt, so-and-so, yeah. Uncle, so-and-so.
I think it should be like that. They should be addressed as aunt or uncle, but I don't know my grandchildren. They live right around here together, and they just call each other by the name. I know one of the little boy broke his arm at school, and the mother had gone to Pensacola, and they had to take him to Pensacola. And his daddy was on his run, and he couldn't take him, so the other two sisters carried him. And they said the doctor asked him, well, which one is the mother? And said they told him that neither one. So they just call each other same name, you know, and but no, ain't enough to do it.
I guess that'd be the standard thing in years to come.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, you remember in the Civil War, the commander of the armies for the South, he was who? Back in the war between the states, the man that was you know who I'm trying to...
Civil War?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know quite that far back.
Oh, you remember General Lee?
Oh, yeah.
What about when you watch TV, the man who invented the Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know what his name is?
Colonel.
Let's see. What do they usually call the man who is in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Do you ever hear colored people use that as a term of address, the white men? Did you ever?
Yes, I have.
And say a man whose name is a man who presides over a court. In other words, the man who runs the court. He's a what? He's a
judge.
And a person who goes to college to study. What do you call him?
That goes to college to study for.
Just anybody who goes to college. He's a what?
Well, he's a college graduate, and whenever he finishes.
And what would you call him while he's still in college? Just anybody who goes to school, you call him what?
I don't know.
Would you ever use just a student or pupil or anything like that?
A what?
Student.
Oh, yeah, student and school.
And what about a man who's... say a woman who's employed by a businessman to do his typing and look after the correspondence and all that kind of stuff and answer the phone. What was she?
Secretary.
And what about a woman who appears in plays or movies or on the stage? What do you call her?
Actress.
And let's see. What about somebody our nationality? If you were telling somebody what your nationality was, you would say, I am. So would you say?
English or, I don't know.
Or you'd say, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a...
American.
And, let's see. Oh, what, What would somebody usually say out here, or somebody in the country usually call a man from the city who didn't know anything about country ways when he came out to the country? What would you usually call him? Say a city person who came out to the country didn't know anything about country ways. What would be the name for him?
A city dude, I reckon.
City dude. And what about the countryman who went into the city and didn't know anything about city ways? What?
He was an old countryman.
Old countryman. You ever heard any other terms there besides countryman and city dude used?
Hoosier.
Hoosier? And that just meant kind of a countryman or something like that? And I'm going to ask you some more kinds of expressions. Say that it's not quite midnight, and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's